This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly in the back room, boys. All right, we'll recap what we saw last night. If you did see it. If you didn't see it, we'll still recap it. College football news as well. You'll have the college football playoff committee getting together to reveal their results. That'll be coming up later on tonight. The billionaire owner of the Carolina Panthers holding a press conference, David Tepper, I guess, to explain how he is so good at firing coaches midseason, because he's done a wonderful job here in his 5 years as the owner of the Carolina Panthers. David may not know this, but David's the problem with the Carolina Panthers. It starts there. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And when it comes to celebrating major sporting events, no other city compares to Las Vegas. It's a city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the very fabric of their community, and where conventional is challenged, the unexpected embrace. And it's not just celebrating, it's the celebration with an edge. And I was thinking, my wife wants to go, and we got remarried at the Elvis Chapel. And I'm thinking, could I get remarried?
Thrice married?
Yes, at the Elvis Chapel.
Checking. I'll check the schedule.
Yeah. And I don't think the same Elvis is there, because when we got remarried, I think that's probably 25 years ago, maybe, something like that.
Okay. We'll look into it.
Yeah. All right. But I'm willing to get remarried. And in Vegas, when we go out there for the Super Bowl.
Hangover 4. Well, she will shoot it unintentionally. Well,
I think that Bradley Cooper was asked about, would he do a Hangover 4? And he said yes.
All right.
It feels like they've exhausted that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
No, if you can do 18 Fast and the Furious.
No. That is great. All you need are great cars and great looking
women.
That
is great.
That's it. That's all you need. That formula, from day one, I went, this is awesome.
Fast
I love
and Furious
it.
Catalog is grossly underappreciated. Front to back, from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
From 1 to X, or whatever
yes,
they are.
Yes.
They are grossly underappreciated. They are fantastic movie. The films.
Absolutely. Oh, films.
Films.
The first time when I saw it, I go, this is great. Because I thought that the movie with Nicolas Cage and Angelina Jolie, Gone in 60 Seconds, I thought you could have made a franchise out of that as well. But Robert Duvall was in there. But when I saw Fast and Furious, and I go, all right, I got it. Fast cars, beautiful women, sure. I'll sit down for 90 minutes. Some great acting in there as well, sprinkled in.
Well, Some acting.
Yeah, there was some acting there. All right, we got a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter. Got a lot of great things going to be happening in the next couple of weeks, and you'll be the first to know at danpatrick.com. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Yes, I do have my Krappensburg State hoodie on. Let's and go. You can order your Krappensburg State crap by going to danpatrick.com. Yes,
crap Paul? Pack.
You could also buy them at the campus bookstore, Dan. We don't have their hours, but it's a great place to pick up gear.
Okay, fair enough. Seton, what's poll question? By the way, 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler is standing by. What are we going to go with first hour here?
Which team is in better shape moving forward, the Bears or the Vikings?
All right. Well, let me recap. The Bears ended a streak of 12 consecutive losses in the NFC North. Prior to last night, the last time Chicago won a game against a divisional opponent was a 16-14 shootout against the Lions in week 12 of 2021.
Shootout.
There's some bad football being played last night. And these teams aren't relevant, but they're going to be really relevant in February, March, and April, because when the Bears are on the clock, what do? With their top, you know, they're going to have two top five picks maybe. But the Vikings are interesting as well, because Josh Dobbs was a great story until he wasn't a great story last night. And then Kirk D. Cousins, what do you do with him? You're going to sign him up for $40 million at age 35? Do they try to move on? You got to pay Justin Jefferson. He's going to get the biggest contract in NFL history at that position. So I think the Bears with Justin Fields, are you going to pick up his fifth-year option? But you don't even score a touchdown last night. And I at least give us the indication you're capable of scoring a touchdown. They had four turnovers. They scored 3 points on four turnovers. But do you keep Justin Fields? Would they pass on another quarterback this year? Would you get a couple of wide receivers? Maybe a wide receiver and a tight end? Who knows? But watching last night, I kept thinking, is anything going to happen? Because, you know, usually when you walk away from the TV and then you hear something and then you run back, I was doing other things. I never ran back. It'd be like, and there's another punt. There's a turnover, and there's another punt. Yeah, Paulie.
The first 55 minutes were a waste of time. The last 5 minutes were pretty entertaining, only because it was close. Like those, you wish you could have skipped and fast-forwarded, like if you recorded that game.
Yes. That's when somebody always, when you hear somebody say, boy, that was a great game, and it'll be because there was a great finish to a game. That doesn't make it a great game. It makes it a great finish. Now, last night was really neither. It wasn't like, oh, my God, that was unbelievable. Like Alabama against Auburn, that was unbelievable. The whole game was kind of interesting. That game last night, not good. But you could even tell when Joe Buck said something like, and that's it. You know that, and then Troy Aikman goes, thankfully, or thank goodness, or something like that at the very end. Like, yeah, there's certain games where, and there would be nights when I did SportsCenter when you're like, man, I'm just not into it. Like, there's nothing exciting going on. But then you got to ramp it up, and you almost have to fake that energy. And it felt like Joe and Troy were like, God, we got to say nice things about these two teams. It's really – like Al Michaels on Thursday night. Al doesn't hide it. Al's like, ugh. You know, try to give you a little subtle message in there. That's why when people go, boy, Al's never excited. Well, some of those games – it might be hard to get excited about. Yeah, Paulie.
Here's how you know that last night's game was not a prime game where everyone was ramped up to see it. It's Monday Night Countdown, Van Pelt and the crew, they stayed in studio. They weren't out of the site. They weren't outside in the cold. I know you could be in the stadium and be all safe. They were in the studio. The Manning brothers had the weekend off. They had the Monday off. Those two things combined to mean that's not a buzzworthy game.
Does it matter when you have a studio crew go on site as a viewer? As a viewer, like, do you think even more of this game's big, or do you care about any of that stuff? Because I always wonder, does it matter that Big Noon kickoff is, you know, at Ann Arbor, or somebody's going to be at Ohio State this week? You know, game day is going to be. Do you care? And even the NFL games. And look, I was part of it with NBC. We would go out and we'd be there. We'd set up shop. But to me, I never knew if it mattered to the viewer. Like, the viewer's going, you know, you have to do that with the Super Bowl, where you have to be out there and you have to, you know, embrace the city and the elements in 6 hours or 8 hours of a TV show. But I don't know. Do you care when you see crew go out there, Seton?
Oh, definitely. I think it's way better, times a thousand, when a crew is there versus, and you saw it last night, you know, all the countdown shows were sitting in studio, and it was fine. You know, they were talking stuff, but if they were there on location and you're getting, like you said, you're in the elements, you're getting the atmosphere, all of that, it totally adds to the broadcast.
What about you, Marvin?
I feel the same way as C. And like, so if College Game Day goes to North Dakota State, or say if they go to Ohio State, North Carolina, or some random game, right? You're going to think to yourself, this is the game of the weekend. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, you'll get college atmosphere. That's different.
Well, I just mean,
you don't get that atmosphere at an NFL game.
Well, maybe I just mean the location, wherever they are.
Yeah.
Like that's the game to be at.
Yeah. What about you, Paul?
I love it. It goes back to College Game Day. I think the psychology is, we're at the place to be in sports. We know you can't be there. Yeah. You'd love to be tailgating, but you can't. But I think that's College Game Day's success, because their formula, all they do is show crazy people tailgating and having fun. And for some reason, we watch. We could barely hear the guys talking in the analysis, but everyone would want to be in Ann Arbor or Columbus on a Saturday of a big game.
Well, wouldn't you want them to go out then last night because it needed more?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Like if they were outside with Van Pelt with a coat on and Swagoo with big coats on, yes, sometimes it's hokey, but you're also like, that's awesome. You know, they're at the place to be.
Yes, Seton.
You know, it's an interesting thing too about Minneapolis and that stadium. And my wife pointed this out last night too. When you see that, it's built into the downtown area, right? Mm-hmm. So when you see that overhead aerial shot of the skyline, which looks great, right? Everything is lit up purple, and the stadium is just super cool looking and futuristic. I don't know, like really modern. It's not surrounded by a sea of parking lots like 90% of other NFL stadiums are. It's not surrounded by this big empty, or not empty, but full of cars, where it's just, man, there's just nothing but parking for 50 acres around this place. And, oh, there's something over there. It's just built right in. And then it's like it's just part of the neighborhood. Like, this is just one block into the neighborhood. I really love the way that they did that.
And it's not sterile. And a lot of those stadiums, there's a sterile environment there in the NFL. By the way, regular season over-under win total, according to DraftKings. The Bears over-under this entire season. Anybody want to take a guess? Paulie, I'll start with you.
6.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. You know your Bears. Ugh. Okay. Over, under Fritzy's Broncos. Over, under Broncos in the hunt. Todd?
That's got to be 9.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, you guys are on fire.
Know your meandering teams.
All right, I'll go to your team, Seton. The Patriots, over, under.
3.5.
Blue!
Yes! Come on!
We are on it.
No pressure, Marvin. Oh, wait, you already saw these answers.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, come on now.
Over, under Carolina Panthers, Marvin.
2.5.
Wow! Oh, clean sweep.
All right, let's go, guys. Take the rest of the day off.
Get out of here.
We know sports.
Get out of here.
Oh,
by the way, Jim Harbaugh had his press conference, and because we always say, who has it better than we do? And, you know, the answer is, of course, nobody. And Jim was talking about that yesterday at his press conference on who's got it better than us, meaning.
I was just saying, you're probably pretty familiar with it. I use it mostly, really exclusively with, you know, just the team or my family, and it's, you know, who's got it better than us? And the proper response is nobody. And it's more than just a cool saying. What I'm really stating to them is that there is no coach who could possibly have it better than to coach you. There's no dad that could possibly have it better when I'm talking to my kids. That's my love language.
His love language? I'd like to hear more of that love language. Yeah.
Who's got it better than us?
Hey, baby.
Nobody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is coach taking back ownership of that saying?
No, he's not. Well, he's trying to, but he's not getting it back.
I felt like when it's like, oh, Jim Harbaugh addressed who's got it better than us, nobody. I was like, oh, see, it is. He's hearing that.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
sort of co-opted
yeah.
that.
Yeah. When he says, you know, it's a popular thing. Well, without saying, he was saying,
hello.
Yeah. The Dan Patrick Show. Yeah. Paulie.
Jim Harbaugh is turning into like a suburban dad football coach version of Matthew McConaughey. Like, all right. He has his catchphrases. and you can't tell whether he's real or performing. Like, he seems like a character in a movie about a football coach at Michigan.
But I think that's how he is.
It is how he is, right?
Yes, I think he's a little odd.
Like, when he gets up in the morning, he's got a big glass of milk, and he's probably, like, doing push-ups in the kitchen. And then, like, the colder it is, the better it is outside.
He strikes me as you go down to the kitchen table, and he's there dipping his Oreos in his milk and having a great time, singing just by himself. Yeah, Marv.
He seems like a no-shirt and khakis guy in the morning.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh, nobody.
Like, he doesn't warm up the car. He just jumps right in it. Warm up the cars for soft people.
He doesn't put the car in the garage.
That's right.
No, you don't do that. I'm going to go out there. I got some ice on the windshield. Yeah, that's how we do it.
There's a bench and weights in the garage. No room.
One of those old benches that you have, you know, had the bar there.
And he's there in khaki pants, throwing the weight around with the old belt.
Yeah. Coaching shoes on.
God, we got to go to Harbaugh's house.
Harbaugh. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW email address. DP at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. We'll talk to Chase Daniel, former NFL backup quarterback, got some interesting things to say, and he's always a great addition with his insight. He'll join us. We'll talk some college football coming up as well. It is transfer portal time, and Deion is losing some recruits. Why is Deion losing recruits? We'll tell you why coming up in a bit. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards. The guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. We'll get some phone calls coming up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Once again, good morning to those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 cities. Chase Daniel, recently retired NFL quarterback, and he has his own show. It's the Chase Daniel Show on YouTube, the YouTube channel. Thanks for joining us, Chase. Let's look at the state of these two teams last night going forward. Let me look at the Vikings at their quarterbacking position, and then the Bears situation at their quarterbacking position. What would you do if you're the Vikings at that position?
Well, I mean, I think you got to keep going with Josh Dobbs. I mean, if you actually look at what he's brought to the table, he's only been there 28 days. And yes, he threw four interceptions, a four-piece. I hate throwing two interceptions. The fact that you threw four, listen, two were tipped. It happens. But, you know, Kevin O'Connell's comments after the game were telling. We're going to evaluate the position. They're on bye week. They got Jaren Hall. They got Nick Mullins. Okay. Josh Dobbs had that magic. It looks like it's run out a little bit, and it doesn't look like he's making bad decisions. He's still learning the concepts of the offense. But I do like Nick Mullins, and I think they had Nick Mullins as a backup for a reason. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets a shot to do what he does, and that's just throw for a lot of yards. You look at like the first 12 games of his career, or 14 games, whatever it is, he's thrown for the most yards almost than anyone in NFL history. So he's got the talent to do it. That roster's really good. You get just Jordan Jefferson back, JJ. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. They're still in a really good spot for a wild card, but we'll see what happens.
But would you keep Kirk Cousins? Like, let's look at next season.
You know, that's difficult. That's difficult. I think that the way it's trending and what I've heard, I think that Kevin O'Connell and Kirk Cousins have meshed pretty well together, and that they are both open to a return. Kirk will get some guaranteed contract again, and we'll all on Twitter go crazy like, oh my gosh, he just keeps getting all this money. it's insane. But I do think that it's going to be an interesting
decision.
Where
does he rank, Chase? Where, like, is he good? Very good, potentially great. Give me a label for Kirk Cousins, from a quarterbacking perspective.
Yeah, I think he's very good. I think that his scheme that he runs, the receivers that they've, with Jordan Addison and JJ, all of them above, he needs a good supporting cast. I don't think he's a guy that can, without a really good supporting cast around you, go out and win you ball games game after game. Okay. I do love the way he plays. He's getting older, right? That's the biggest thing.
He's 35.
But if you watch, yeah, I mean, look, dude, I'm 38. I was playing for a while too. And that's usually what time, like the middle of the career, Tom House, the guru of throwing, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, all those. He said like the best years of a quarterback's life are in his 30s. So he's still got some gas in him, but it's going to be interesting to see how it happens and what they're going to do. If that's the thing, like you got to look out there at the state of the union of the NFL and quarterbacking. It's impossible to find 32 starters that are worth their penny. So yeah. Kirk definitely is one of those. So if you're going to move on from him, you have to say to yourself, man, we have a really good plan ahead. If you want to go with a rookie, you know, I don't know if they're going to draft really high. So it's going to be interesting. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends back up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I know that Kevin O'Connell really likes him. But it depends on how much he's going to cost, which leads me to now with Justin Fields. Right now, you can keep him because he doesn't cost you. Then he's going to cost you, and then you have to decide, is that a franchise quarterback? I'm going to make you the Bears GM right now. What are you going to do this offseason at the quarterbacking position?
Well, right now, they draft 1-4 if the season ended today. And if the season ended today, I would absolutely say let Justin roll another year or two. I think you pass on a Caleb Williams or a Drake May. I think, in my opinion, and this is going to be a little bit of a hot take because people don't really understand it, I think he's done enough to show that he can be successful in the National Football League, given two things. One, they put a supporting cast around them. Okay. If you go out there and you draft Marvin Harrison Jr. and you have Darnell Mooney and you have DJ Moore out there, that's a heck of a supporting cast around him. And if you actually run an offense that fits Justin, you look at last year. Let's go back to last year. Even before the Patriots game, that was the defining moment for me. They were running an under center play action scheme that they did in Green Bay with Getsy. That's not Justin Fields. When they switched over to an offense that actually used his strengths, okay, he played really well the last part of last year. Let's look forward to this year. The first three games of the year, they're doing the exact same thing, and Justin's struggling. That's not him. He's not going to be the guy to say, hey, versus cover two, work this side. Versus cover four, work this side. Hey, man alert beaters. No, he's a pure progression shotgun quarterback, and his feet help him out. So you have to actually put him in a position to be successful. And I think that even – before Justin's injury, the last like two or three games before, he started getting on a little bit of a heater, and it's continued last week, Detroit, yesterday versus Minnesota. And look, everyone's going to be like, well, what those two fourth quarter fumbles. Okay. I've got so many people on Twitter, Dan, saying, oh, look, well, he's done. He had two fourth quarter fumbles. Well, do you want your quarterback to just roll up in a ball after he fumbles the ball? Or do you want him to do exactly what Justin did, is lead him down the field for a victory? That's what I want. So in my opinion, it showed me more about who Justin is, that two-minute drive.
All right. Write that down. Chase says that if he was running the Bears, that he would not take Caleb Williams or Drake May. You can see Chase, the Chase Daniels Show on YouTube channel. All right. Should Dak Prescott be involved in the MVP conversation here? Or is it a foregone conclusion of who's going to win?
Yeah, I mean, no, I think absolutely should be, especially because if you go to my show and if you go to my YouTube show, like I break down Dak almost every week because he's playing at an unbelievable level. And a lot of people don't understand it, what he's doing. And look, Mike McCarthy got a lot of crap about when he fired Kellen Moore. I mean, let's just make sure that it was a firing. He let him go because Kellen Moore was top five offensive staff game plan, whatever, in the National Football League the entire time he was in Dallas. So why did he fire him? He wanted to run the damn ball, according to Mike. Well, they haven't run the ball at all. They're throwing it more than ever. And after the 49ers game in Dak, that whole offense changed. It changed completely. And they weren't as static as anymore. They're moving the pocket. They're motioning. They're shifting. They're doing good things. And CeeDee Lamb's come on as a true number one receiver. And you look week in and week out. I mean, Dak's stats in the last five games are so telling to me. So if you're the quarterback of America's team and you're the Cowboys, you should absolutely, if you're in the playoff hunt, be in the running for the MVP. Most valuable player, I think, without Dak right now, the Cowboys are a 4 or 5 win team.
But Jalen Hurts is the MVP right now?
I mean, it's like Jordan in his prime, man. Like, Jalen never gets too high with the high or too low with the low. I mean, you saw him after Jake Elliott nailed the 59-yarder. He was like, yeah, okay, let's go win the game. Like, I love quarterbacks like that. He's a perfect fit for Philly.
Yeah, but wait, high, hold on, Chase. If Jay Cutler did that, we would crush him. When he did that, we crushed him. He's like, he doesn't care. He's lethargic. I like that. Man, look at Jalen. Nothing bothers him.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's not Jay Cutler. It's Jalen Hurts, and it's Philly. And that's what Philly wants. They want people to be like, yeah, like got that swagger about him. Okay. And honestly, Jalen's been doing this on a bum knee. His knee is more hurt than a lot of people think. And the fact that he's able to still run the ball, still gut it out and play, I mean, he's becoming like a hero right now in Philly. I can't imagine if they win a Super Bowl what they're going to do with Jalen Hurts. Probably build him a statue.
Yeah. I've maintained this for years, that it doesn't seem like the Bills have an offensive strategy or game plan. It feels like their game plan is, hey, Josh, help us out here. And I'm sure I'm oversimplifying it here, but am I oversimplifying it by a lot?
Well, listen, when I talk about the Bills, the whole story is Josh Allen. And the whole story for me is the turnovers. Since 2018, he's led the NFL in turnovers, and it's not even close in second place. And that's the big issue. I didn't agree with the firing of Ken Dorsey, because the issue with the Buffalo Bills offense is not the fact that they're not really good in yards or first downs or points, because they're top 10 in all of it. It's the turnovers. How are you going to put it on a coach? Okay. If your quarterback and your offense and your running backs are turning the ball over. Okay. Look, I get it. McDermott had to make a move. He made a move. Joe Brady, you go back to Joe Brady and what he's been able to do. He got fired midway through the season in Carolina, if you don't remember, if you forgot.
Yeah.
And then he's actually gotten the last two games. I thought that what he's done is he's gotten back to who Josh Allen is at its core. Josh Allen is not a let's go through four reads, throw it to, he's a number one, number two, takeoff. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're giving Josh Allen half field reads when it's not there. He takes off. And if you look at the 2 minute drive, this was really telling. Okay. If you look at the 2 minute drive to take the lead against Philly, there were 10 plays in that drive. They went run, 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 screen, play action, run, run, RPO. Like that's what it is to me. That's great play calling because you're not putting it all on Josh to have to do 5 and 7 step dropbacks. Every play down the field. So I do think right now they're running the football at a really, really high rate, and that's going to protect Josh from himself, which sometimes he needs protecting from.
Let's look at the Chargers. Is this on the coach? Is this on the quarterback? Like if you were going to lay blame and you had to pick one.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to pick one, it's on the coach. I don't necessarily think Justin, is playing bad ball. Look, a lot of people are like, they want to bring up the 2 minute drives and how many sacks he's doing. And that's fair, but he's in a position almost every single week because of the defense to be able to do that. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, Justin, okay, that's not the case. In my opinion, look, they went out and almost beat like probably the top team in the NFL in the Ravens at home. Okay. It's just not working for them this season. They're just not really good in tight score games, one score games. I think they're like 0-4, 0-5 this year. So that's the issue. And quite honestly, they're running out of time. I mean, they're running out of time. Staley's running out of time. I love Staley as a head coach. I thought he was excellent. The team actually really loves him. I know people are mixed on him that aren't inside that locker room, but at the end of the day, they pay Justin a lot of money. Justin's going to be that quarterback for the foreseeable future, if not for his entire career, based on what he's shown. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do in the next few weeks, if they can get back into playoff contention at all. Because in my opinion, if they don't, then I just don't know if Staley survives the season.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I agree with you on that. And it's not personal. He went to Dayton. I'm a Dayton grad. Like, I my job is to put personal to the side, or at least the best that I can. Tom Brady talked about, this is checkers, not chess anymore in the NFL. He's had some things to say about the quality of play. Tom's not that far removed, from playing to get to the point where it's get off my lawn, Tom Brady. Your reaction to what Brady's been saying?
Well, I liked what Alex Smith said on NFL Countdown or whatever. He said, hey, I disagree with Brady, and I would tend to agree with that. Look, I think Brady, he's a different animal, and anytime that Brady says something, you got to take it. I take it pretty seriously. And so when I heard that, it was interesting. And I get what he's trying to say. I think what he's trying to say is like, hey, the game's gotten soft. No defenders are allowed to hit the quarterback anymore. All this stuff about what's PI, what's roughing the passer, all this stuff. So I do think that this game has really turned into an offensive game, because what sells? Points. Points sell. Even though this year defense is at an all-time high in the last 10 years, the average point score per game is like 18 or 19. It's the lowest it's been in like 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's interesting what he said, and I get it. And the fact is, like, that interview told me, like, he still wants to be playing. Like, he still has that competitive fire, and quite honestly, he probably still could.
Yeah, but Tom benefited from these rules. They changed the rules in part because of Tom Brady. Right?
He's trying to get his broadcasting career with
Fox. Oh, you think that's what he's doing?
Started.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay.
With his Let's Go podcast, I listen to it. I think it's excellent. But, I mean, look, you can say whatever you want in the media as long as you have somewhat of an opinion and you're good. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Well, he's the GOAT. So, it always comes back to, yeah, but he's the GOAT. Even though,
but he's the GOAT.
The game is soft, Checkers to chess.
That's funny.
Could you learn something from Brady as his backup? As many years as you were in the league and you were with, Drew Brees and Sean Payton, and what could Brady teach you that nobody else could teach you?
I mean, I've backed up some pretty good quarterbacks, Breeze, Alex Smith. And I think what's interesting to me, cause I'm obviously friends with Blaine Gabbert, and Blaine backed him up in Tampa for a few years. And Blaine was, cause I picked his brain. We were back in Mizzou, and I was like, dude, Blaine, cause we're pretty close. I was like, hey, how is it backing up Brady, man? He's like, dude, it is awesome. Like, he's a cool dude. Like, he does, like, and that was pretty cool to me, is like, he Brady is this big time celebrity, way bigger than football. And he said he's just a normal guy. And that's what I enjoy. Like, I don't like, and I've been around some people, and I'm not going to name names, but there's some people that just think that they're just all high and mighty, and that it doesn't, but like, he said, he's very just, like, he's very content. He's very cool, very down to earth. But I think with what Brady would teach you is, like, I want to know, like, obviously, like, the football X's and O's are cool, but like, there's all these little things, like how he doctors up the football. I'm not talking about the flake gate, but there's this mud. There's this mud on the football.
Hold on here.
No, I'm serious.
We got mudgate.
Every single quarterback.
Mudgate.
It's this Mississippi mud, and he has all.
Is this,
like,
what they put on baseballs?
Yes, and when I used to play them, the footballs are such, like, this, like, golden brown color, so sick. Every quarterback has this mud, and it's legal. You can do it. But his were just, like, extra shiny. And it was that Tom Brady effect on it. So, like, that, or, like, how he, like, makes sure that, like, he's crazy about his, like, palm, his on his right, on his forearm, to make sure it's not sweaty when you're throwing the football. And he has this, like, this stuff that he does. He stuffs a towel down his center's butt. Like, all this stuff is so interesting to me. That's what I would want to know, because I know for a fact there's so many more things like that.
Wait, what's that matter if the back of your right hand is dry or not?
Yeah, so anything at all, like, if you're sweating, that's why Brady used to always wear sleeves, and he always had to have a hand muff on him. When you're sweating, the sweat drips down and gets onto your palm, okay? And when it's on your palm, it then becomes on your pinky. And when you're throwing, I'm telling you right now, it's awful. So he always had a towel. He was crazy about that. And that's one thing Blaine told me, like, hey, there's this, like, some type of thing he puts on it. And then, like, it's this whole routine. Those are the little bitty things that make quarterbacks great that they think about, that I would have loved to be his backup.
Okay.
For.
Explain this to me. And I've mentioned this on the show before, when Brady and Deflategate, and do I think that somebody deflated the ball? Yes. And I have no problem with it. It was lying to the commissioner. Aaron Rodgers came on the show years ago, and he said, I overinflate the ball, and no one said a thing.
Yeah.
Why have a rule? Why have a rule where you get to use the football and then I get to use my football? Who cares?
Yeah, I do think it's interesting. I've never once in my 14 years playing, or even this year covering, heard of a quarterback who overinflates the ball. Like, that to me is crazy. Like, obviously, like, there is an advantage to underinflating a ball because it's easier to throw. And it's like by one or two PSIs. It's not that crazy. So it is a little bit weird that you have this, like, 12 and a half to 13 and a half PSI that the ball has to be within. And I've always enjoyed, if you don't have huge hands, like, underinflate the ball. So I get it, but I don't necessarily think that it, I mean, maybe in cold weather games. And that's what's so crazy about Aaron Rodgers. He liked to overinflate it because the ball expands no matter what in cold weather. And so he would underinflate it. And I guarantee you, if they tested those balls in Deflategate during the middle of those really cold games, they would be within the 12 and a half to 13 and a half PSI range, because it's freezing cold in all those games he's playing in January and February. So it's interesting to me on that with the Aaron Rodgers thing, for sure.
Always great to have you on, Chase. I look forward to next time. And good luck with the YouTube channel.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
That's Chase Daniel, the Chase Daniel Show on YouTube channel. I like how Chase goes, you know, whenever I mention the Cowboys and break down the Cowboys, my numbers go through the roof. And I go, yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the analytics here. Yes, Paulie.
Having a guy like him on, who was a backup for, what, seven teams and played 15 years and probably saw more. And I'm not making fun of him, but by not being in the game 90% of the time, he saw so much going on the sidelines and heard so much with the coordinators. I bet he has stories that he doesn't even know he has.
Yeah,
mud stuff.
Yes, and I stumbled upon that because I didn't know that they use that on footballs the way they do on baseball, the Mississippi mud. But, you know, there have been articles on this. If you Google it, that I think New York Times had a big article on the Mississippi mud this past season. So it's pretty fascinating. But I don't care if you have the football in accordance to what you want and I have it. You know, it takes away any advantage, I think. Unless you're a defensive player going, hey, you know, you overinflated. It's harder for us to intercept you, you know. Other than that, who cares?
BYOB, bring your own balls.
Yes.
We've been saying that for years.
And, you know, sometimes about football. Let's take a break. Our play of the day is up next here on the program.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play, play of the day.
Looks like I got it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Third down and 10. Snap back. Roschon Johnson in protection. Fields winds up. Throws to an open man. First down catch. DJ Moore fighting inside the 20. Inside the 15. And goes down there with under a minute to play at the 55-second mark.
That's courtesy of the Bears Radio Network. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by our great friends, Kings Hawaiian. They want you to get together and make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. You know, I'm looking at DJ Moore when they got him from Carolina. 11 catches last night, 114 yards. So he has 1,000 receiving yards this season. The first Bear to reach 1,000 yards through the team's first 12 games since Alshon Jeffrey in 2013. You got to grade that on a curve, because to do that as a Chicago Bear wide receiver, I mean, that's like 1,500 yards elsewhere.
You got to prorate it.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're looking at Tyreek Hill. Great year. Is his year better than DJ Moore's for what he's doing with the Bears? All right, some phone calls in here. Let me start with Andrew in Washington, our good buddy. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Dan and Danette. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I do have a stat of the day, but first, I'd just like to say I'm really disappointed in my Carolina Panthers. I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, especially with the trade they made. You just made you know, made me upset again by saying how they got DJ Moore, the Chicago Bears, from Carolina. But you can't fire three coaches in the middle of a season that you've decided to hire. Matt Rhule, Ron Rivera, and now Frank Reich. Yep. Nobody's going to want to come in there that has a good coaching pedigree and decide to play for an owner that's going to have to big step you and show that he's in charge. And
if you pay him enough, Andrew, they will come. If they will, they'll take your money. Look, Frank Reich's walking away with $30 million. I mean, he doesn't have maybe his ego got kicked to the curb, but still, they're going to take your money because his money's, you know, still good, still cashes.
You're right. They will take his money, but it won't get my team to be any better, and that's what I want. I want a better culture, a better team, and better results.
Well, the problem starts at the top. It's no surprise, no mystery. When you look at success, start at the top. Who's running the show? How do they run the show? And I would say the odds are in your favor. If your upper management ownership is good, it trickles down.
I agree. On that note, I do have a Marvin Young King Prince stat of the day.
Oh, okay. Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Here comes the stat of the day! Last night, number 4 UConn men beat New Hampshire 84-64. Which gives UConn the NCAA record of 24 straight non-conference wins by double digits. That's your stat of the day.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Ben in Minnesota. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Ben.
6-1-2-30. My thoughts, I don't know about the Vikings. I'm thinking clean out the quarterback room. And my other thought about the defense is, why are you rushing the quarterback the whole game and then the last drive they decide to lay back and not rush them? Didn't make any sense. And my surgery, I had plantar fasciitis surgery, which is called a plantar fasciectomy.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that got lost in the translation somewhere yesterday. I had people calling me wondering how many surgeries I had.
Did you have a procedure or surgery, Ben?
I had a surgery. It was on my plantar fasciitis.
Okay. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, we thought that guy said vasectomy yesterday.
Yes. What is it again, Ben? What is the medical term?
A plantar fasciectomy.
Okay, that's where we thought it was some kind of vasectomy.
That's where you get in that surgery. You make sure they cut in the right spot.
Yeah. Yeah, so plantar fasciitis. Yes.
Especially if you kind of talk like this anyway, and then it ends up being...
So you think Ben's delivery maybe confused us?
I mean, it's possible. The words don't really get past his teeth. So...
Fasciectomy.
I had a plantar fasciectomy.
Yeah. So, Ben, I'm going to blame you. I'm sorry, Ben. I think your next surgery should be on your mouth somewhere.
Palate.
Palate vasectomy. Thank you, Ben.
Frustrating when people talk and weird things come out of their mouth and sound.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd.
Wow. It always comes back to you, doesn't it?
We didn't focus on him.
We made fun of Ben, and then you wanted us to bring it back.
There you go. You guys always making fun of me again. You guys never leave me alone. You guys always make fun of me.
Brought it back to myself in a negative way, though.
But it was still back to you.
Okay.
Needy.
Look at me.
Yeah. All righty. Bill Belichick sounds off on his future. Has he already picked his next destination? Bill has a response to that coming up. 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Tuesday. Todd, Seton, Marv, Pauly, and yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.